the video was showing a individual driving in the left lane. You know, that irks me. But there was somebody behind them that was being a bit overly aggressive and a bit of a jerk. And went around them, flicked them off, and as they went around them, lost control of the vehicle and then crashed.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that video?
I did, yeah.
You know, poetic justice at its best. If you're going to be an idiot. Anyway, so the that story is back in the news. It turns out that the driver is a 33-year-old individual by the name of Jeffrey White. And we know because he's been arrested for reckless driving. That video that went around is partially what made it happen. When the police watched it, they were able to make out his license plate, and at some point they took him into custody. He's been charged with reckless driving, leaving the scene of an accident, and not wearing a seatbelt. This, of course, just it's one of those things, and happened in Tampa, in the Tampa area. So one of those things, it's like, there it is. Ann Rubenstein of Glen Rock, New Jersey, was at a nail salon last week when she went into labor with her second child.
Okay.
Anna says when her first child was born, she was in labor for 42 hours.
Holy cow.
Yeah, no kidding. So she didn't think there was any particular rush to get to the hospital when she started going into labor at the nail salon.
Second one usually comes out faster, though, right?
Well, that's what I've heard. She decided to go ahead and get her manicure and pedicure before she headed out. Oh, boy. You got to go now? No. Everything's fine. Go ahead and let's do the French manicure there. We got plenty of time. Are you sure? Oh, yeah. Not a problem. Turns out her second child was in a bit more of a hurry than the first. Right when the woman started rubbing her feet to do the pedicure, the baby decided, now. Right now. The woman's husband got there just in time to help deliver the baby in the nail salon bathroom 10 minutes after Anna went into labor. 10 minutes. An ambulance came and took Anna and the baby to the hospital. They're both doing very, very well.
There's something really Jersey Shore-ish about having your baby in a nail salon, isn't there? They going to name the baby Snooky?
I don't know. Timothy McDaniel, how about some good news, huh? Well, maybe good news? Bittersweet news. Timothy McDaniel, 55-year-old truck driver from Marysville, California, just north of Sacramento. Sadly, he lost his wife to a heart attack on Saturday. That's the bad news. The day after his wife passed away, he stopped at a gas station and bought a $1 scratch-off lottery ticket. Normally with those, you're lucky. You know, hey, look, I got $5.
If you get your dollar back, you're lucky.
Hey, I want a Snapple drink. You know, yay. Timothy's ticket was worth $650,000. He decided to take the lump sum of $375,000, wants to buy a house and a truck with it, and he says he's going to put the rest in the bank. He says his wife must have had a hand in it. He says, I think she just kind of sent me this money so I could continue taking care of the family. How about that? Pretty cool, huh? Bittersweet. It's one of those things where, you know, just a horrible day, and then, you know, it comes back and it's like, well, a better day. But you know what we need? We need more uplifting information to make our day, our Tuesday, even better.
And you found some?
Sure.
Goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
A quick look at the news.
As we mentioned in the entertainment news segment of this fine program, How I Met Your Mother came to an end last night. And I don't mean to spoil it for you, but as the meth-dealing science teacher was lying in a pool of his own blood, it was revealed that he was in purgatory the whole final season, and the show faded to black in the middle of a Journey song.
Uh-huh.
Ronan Farrow's MSNBC talk show has been beaten out, are you kidding me, by a rerun of The Golden Girls. Okay, now in his defense, it wasn't just any Golden Girls. All right, it was a groundbreaking episode where Dorothy delivers biting one-liners, Rose does something dumb, and Blanche acts like a slut.
MSNBC can introduce itself to its audience by first name almost.
Oh, yeah.
The numbers on MSNBC, particularly at night, are incredibly
abysmal.
Low. Yeah.
Someone threw a drink in the face of The Bachelor's Juan Pablo in Atlantic City. Authorities have narrowed down the list of suspects to every woman in the world. Speaking of entertainment, Broadway producers are trying to get more men to come to the theater and come to the shows. So tonight is the premiere of the big new musical, Boobs and Bacon.
There are times that I've thought that I was the only man in the theater.
even though you weren't the only male. A new Michael Jackson album will be coming out in May. The songs will be the perfect soundtrack if you want to dance on someone's grave. Thank you. April Fool's Day is today, or as it's also known, Joe Biden Appreciation Day. This explains why everyone in the Oval Office keeps telling President Obama he's doing a great job, huh? Yes, so. North Korea, South Korea exchanged a little bit of fire yesterday after the North Koreans sent a fax warning the South it would be conducting military drills. The North had hoped to send a warning earlier, but they lost the South's pager number and their CompuServer count was down. President,
by smoke signal.
We still have a fax machine in this building.
President Obama immediately dispatched John Kerry to the region to issue empty threats with a long, grim face. And thankfully, no one was hurt in the exchange because despite their political differences, both Koreans really have bad aim.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Did you see the video of it? It's like both sides were having a splash fight.
Maybe they were doing that on purpose.
Yeah, sure they were.
We don't actually want to hit anything. That would really be an act of war if we actually hit something.
No, lift the bottle rocket a little higher. We got to get more trajectory. Search crews have announced that the orange debris recovered from the ocean, thought to be linked to Flight 370, has turned out to be nothing, which brings the official tally of new information since Flight 370 went missing to zero.
Only have a few days left, right, until the battery wears out on the black box?
Yeah, the warranty.
The battery might last 10 more days beyond the 30 days. But everything else they've said has been so spot on so far.
After upsetting Michigan State to get to the NCAA Final Four, the University of Connecticut tweeted an apology to President Obama for busting his bracket. In response, President Obama tweeted an apology to UConn students for busting their job prospects. Thank you. And last but not least, there were long lines outside the offices for Obamacare signups prior to yesterday's enrollment deadline. The government wanted to make sure that people signing up in person could experience the same frustration as those who signed up on the website. That's been all the news that you could possibly need. Use it for good, not for evil.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, great. April Fool's Day. I can't wait to get to work and find out everything is super glued to my desk. I get to feign surprise when I go to sit on the toilet and the whole thing is covered in plastic wrap. I get to fake laugh when someone offers me a brownie in the break room and it turns out to be a brownie. I get to act super disappointed when my boss tells me we aren't really getting paid for a week of vacation. And the lamest of all, I have to pretend I think the gum my supervisor offers me is real, even though I know it's just going to turn my mouth black. You know what? Forget this day. I'm turning around and going home. When they call to find out where I am, I'll tell them I left the state and I'm on a tropical island drinking Mai Tais. Then I'll say, April Fools, I'm really just home avoiding all of you idiots. They'll think that's an April Fool's joke, and by the time they figure out I'm really not coming in, it'll be too late. Best April 1st ever.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vader Show at 9 on WSAU.